Welcome everybody to this tonight's masterclass. And today we will be talking about how to set up your publishing company. If you're an author, even if you're an existing author, this is going to be beneficial for you. And if you're a new author, definitely everybody take notes because it's going to be really important that you set up your publishing company the right way, right? For those who don't know me, my name is Ash Cash Exantis. I am an author for over 13 years. I've written 12 books. Four of them have been bestsellers. I've sold over 100,000 books in my career. All of them are self-published, so I publish them myself. And I also teach people how they can write and publish their book to create a six or seven figure business. I use books as a way to sell my other, you know, programs, you know, that I offer. And I've been able to create a multi-million dollar business just from books and my expertise. My background, I was a banker for about 15 years. And so I started out as a teller when I was a teenager. So I know I look young, but I'm still young. But I started out as a teller when I was a teenager, straight out of high school. Did everything in banking from teller to personal banker, private banker, branch manager. I was one of the youngest CEOs of a credit union. And then I transitioned into financial education. And that's what I do now. I'm a financial educator at heart. Again, I've written a lot of books. I've been featured in a lot of media. And so you name it. I've been on everything from Forbes to NBC, whatever. I mean, you name it. I've been on it. Host a very popular podcast on the biggest network on the planet, EYL. I have a show called Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. And you know, we're you know, really I want to say I don't know what you know what show we are, but you know, we've been viewed over 3 million times. We've had some big guests on there. And so, you know, we're up to 79 episodes and we got more coming. And so, you know, that's a little bit about myself. Salute Bass Moreno in the building. He's one of my students in my six figure author blueprint program. And so, you know, starting out, one of the reasons why, self-publishing your book is one of the best things you could do. You know, I'm not against the big publishers. I think, the big publishers, have their own benefits. They're like pros and cons. There's pros and cons to everything, right? There's always two sides of a coin. For me, self-publishing has helped me tremendously because of the speed in which you can release a book. You know, I've helped students write and publish a book in you know, 30 days has been the shortest amount of time we've been able to do it. So usually between 30 to 90 days. You can probably do it faster. But I'm not a proponent of trying to do stuff fast only because books live forever, right? When you think about, you know, if you go to Amazon right now and look up Think and Grow Rich, that book is right now a number one bestseller. And that book was written 84 years ago, right? You know, my book, Mind Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom. I wrote that in 2009. The book still sells to this day. And you know, and I still get like, if you look up the book, you'll see a lot of 5-star reviews. That's because I don't think you should rush your book because, you know, again, your book should live forever. And so I would say between 30 and the reason I'm saying that, I've seen people say, write your book in 7 days, write it in 10 days. No knock to them. But again, I think 30 days is a good amount of time, to be able to get your book, done in the right way. And in 90 days is a, you know, between 30 and 90 days is a good time. And so, you know, one of the reasons, again, that I, you know, that I like self-publishing is because of the time. When you think about the traditional publishing way, you actually can't publish a book traditionally by going to a publisher. They have to find you, right? So that's first and foremost. And matter of fact, you have to find a literary agent, and that literary agent will then shop your book around to a publisher. There's only 5 major publishers out right now. In fact, there's 2 publishers that are trying to merge And I know the Department of Justice trying to block them from merging. That's a Penguin and Simon and Schuster. If they wind up merging, then it would consolidate the industry and make it four main publishers, right? There might be subsidiaries to them, but there's four main publishers. And so what happens is that every major book, you know, any, you know, artists or celebrity or whoever, if they want to put out a book, most of them are going to go through the major publisher. And so if you're trying to get your book published through that route as well, you're sort of like competing against those publishers. When you self-publish a book, you're going to be able to control everything, right? You're going to be able to control when the book comes out, how the book looks. You could use different marketing tips to kind of get the book out there. One of the things that has worked for me, and the reason I'm able to sell so many books is because the way I position my books, I never, even though I self-publish my books, meaning that I am the sole publisher of the books I release, I still have a publishing company that publishes the books. So I'll jump right in, right? Number one, when you are setting up your publishing company, never set up your publishing company to be associated with who you are, right? So meaning, my name is Ash Cash. I have a, company called Mind Right Money Management. I could have easily published my book under Ash Cash Books, right? Or I could publish my books under Mind Right Books or whatever. I decided, if that's out there, Antonio, you know what I mean? If you know, you know. I decided to create a publishing company called One Brick Publishing, right? And the reason why I decided to call it One Brick Publishing, it was actually a Will Smith story when he was talking about his dad and how him and his brother broke down a wall, and his dad, told him to rebuild the wall. He was saying he couldn't rebuild the wall. So they said, make sure you build it one brick at a time. So I said, you know what, my goal, I still have this goal. My goal is to sell 2 million books. And I said, if I'm going to sell 2 million books, I'm going to do that one brick at a time, right? One book at a time. And so that's why I named it One Brick Publishing. But I also wanted it to be something that is different from me, right? So One Brick has no real association with Ash Cash or the brand. And so I wanted to be something separate, right? Because at the end of the day, when people are, reading press releases have gotten me a lot of media attention. When someone's reading a press release, it just sounds better if the book seems like it's not being published by that person, right? And so now if I put a press release out and it says One Brick Publishing presents, so like my latest book is called From the Block to the Bank, right? How to Make the Most of Your Circumstances to Maximize Your Full Potential. And so if I do a press release and that press release says, Ash Cash Books presents From the Block to the Bank by Ash Cash, it's already giving it up that I'm a self-published person. But if I put out a press release and it says One Brick Publishing presents From the Block to the Bank, How to Make the Most of Your Circumstance to Maximize Your Full Potential by Ash Cash, now the media is going to think that it's published by a major publisher, and they'll be more willing to give me light, right? And that's because there's a lot of people who self-publish books, and they have no reason, they should not be publishing books, right? And what I mean by that, everybody has the right to do it, but there's some bad actors, let's say, who are giving the publishing world a bad name, because anybody can publish a book. So there's no checks and balances. And so by you finding, number one, a unique name, right? You finding a unique name for your publishing company that's different from what you offer is the first step.